Okay, thank you so much. Hi everyone. Thank you so much, David and Anka, for inviting me again this year to present here. I am absolutely thrilled to be among these incredible women in the trading industry. And also congratulations, because it's a big anniversary, the 50th anniversary, right, for Synergy Traders, and also the 5th annual Women Teach Trading and Investing conference. And for those of you who do not know me yet, I am Agnieszka Wood, and I am Polish from origin, Dutch out of choice, and I am living in the US, Florida, for pleasure. I have been trading since 2010 and really started taking it more seriously in 2014. And for about 6 years now, I am making a living trading. I'm also a trading mindset coach. And being here is very special for me also because in April, I will be celebrating my 5 year anniversary because of my online coaching company, Head Coach, where I coach traders. So time flies when you're doing what you love and helping other people at the same time, right? And today, I want to talk to you not just from perspective of a trading mindset coach, but as a fellow trader and a human being, because sometimes we get so caught up in our efforts to achieve our goals that trying to make it, and sometimes we just completely forget about ourselves in all that. And I think it would be right to assume that most of you who are here are very ambitious people and most likely also quite successful in other areas of your life. Otherwise, you wouldn't be attempting something like trading. So I would like to communicate through the chat during this presentation with you, so I have a little bit more contact with you and we can make it more interactive. So tell me if I'm right. You are probably ambitious and successful in other areas of your life other than trading. And I'm also gonna give a shout out to Derek, who is one of my students here. Derek, thank you so much for joining. Love to see you here. So if you can see the chat, you can send a message to everyone and let me know if you are an ambitious person, right? After all, you are here and trying to learn something. Yes, awesome. I see Dave is here as well. Awesome. Welcome, Dave. So back in the Netherlands, which was over 10 years ago, I built several successful companies and pretty much everything was working out for me. So when I opened my trading account, I just had no reason to think that trading would be anything different. And also at that time, I had a lot of psychological training. I have also already worked as a life coach. And I did the neuro-linguistic programming all the way to the trainer level. So I've gone through some personal development, even though I didn't really think at that time that that would be something I will need for trading. I felt pretty well equipped. And probably I don't have to tell you how wrong my thinking was. And the reason for it being that I really did not have much idea or any, actually, what kind of environment I am getting myself into. And I'm not talking about how to trade, like, the strategies or how to read the market. It's, of course, very important. But I'm talking about knowing simply how the market operates, the dynamic of it, and the impact of that on my ability to perform as well as I did in all the other areas. So without being aware of how the market is impacting my ability to perform and having the right tools to decrease and compensate for its impact, the road to success was quite full of struggles and frustrations, to put it softly. So let me start sharing my screen and I'll tell you what I have for you today. Can you see my screen? Give me a thumbs up in the chat. Any thumbs up? Can you guys see my screen? Okay, perfect. Thank you. So today I will be sharing with you how to improve your trading results despite all of that that is impacting you and being thrown at you from the market every day. So let me ask you this. When you think about trading results, what comes to mind? And put it in the chat. When you think trading results, what is it that you think of? What are the results that you want to achieve? Can you put it in the chat? If you think, what is it that I actually want to achieve in trading or with trading? I'll give you a second. Staying in the green as much as possible. Profitability. Very good. Profit, right? That's what the whole struggle is to get profit, right? And then with that profit, of course, you want to buy some things, right? You want to improve quality of your life. So most people, let me get this technology working here. Okay, I guess we will just go the old way using a mouse. So most people, when they think trading results, they think profit, right? You risk your money, so you want to get some profit. And then with the money, you're thinking to realize your dreams. Is that right? But there is another group of results that you might not be considering. And it is because they're often simply ignored, and they are unfortunately ignored because those are the key conditions to not just improving your results, but to achieve positive trading results at all. And I will share with you today some of the tools that will help you decrease the impact of these hidden results. And we'll be talking about how to improve your results. And I wonder, when you started trading, what was your expectation? How did you think it would go? And when you look at your trading right now, and you might have been trading for a longer period of time, maybe a few years, maybe a few months, but is this anything like what you have expected? Like, if you look at your trading journey, is it what you have expected? Or is this how you have imagined that? Yes or no? Or is it a little bit different? So, more complex. Yes, it's definitely more complex. And that's what I was thinking anyway. I personally was really very opportunistic. Because, I did 3 months of an online trading course. Big shout out to Bulls on Wall Street, where I did their boot camp. And then after that, I paper traded for 2 months and I started live trading. Very opportunistic. I also quit my job so I could fully focus on the craft. That was my, that was what the position that I was in. I'm like, I'm just gonna do that fully in, fully engaged. And it all worked at first. And I actually made pretty good money in the first 2 weeks. And I thought, this is how trading should be, right? That's how I imagined that. That's gonna be it. That's trading. And then I took a few big losses and everything has changed. And I think at that point, the realization of the risk hit me really, really hard. And I simply just did not expect how quickly you can lose money in the market. And it got me pretty scared and very insecure. I was simply not confident anymore to enter a position. And if I did not enter, but I saw, okay, it was actually a good entry, then I would start chasing. Or when I entered, I would just get out too soon and then seeing the trade going without me because I was simply afraid to lose. So it was such a frustrating period because you are able to make money and you proved it to yourself. Like I showed it to myself that I am able to make money, but then I could not simply control my emotions and I kept making wrong decisions all the time. And that got me into what I call a failing cycle. I was drifting, making money, losing it, making money, losing it, and hoping that one day something would change. But in the meantime, I was losing my confidence. I was not even enjoying it really anymore because it was really very frustrating. And I did also not wanted to give up. I felt like I had to make this work, like as if I had no choice. Have you ever felt like that? Especially like I lost already some money, so I wanted to make it back. So giving up was not an option for me. And in the meantime, I was living off my savings. And just kept losing money every day in the market. I'm going to pause for a second and Just want to ask you, did you realize how much fight trading will be when you got into it? And that there will be so much emotions to deal with? Because I had no idea. Trading seems like pretty cognitive activity, right? And like you need to read the charts, you need to analyze the market, maybe read some news, drawing conclusions, right? It's all kind of fancy. You look at those charts and you feel like, I'm the boss here. So not really many people in really consider that there are emotions involved. And maybe even for that reason, there are people who are actually getting into trading because they don't have to deal with the drama, like you have to deal with other people and sometimes their drama at work, right? With trading, you don't have to deal with all that, you think. And in fact, it's a common myth that emotions have no place in trading, right? Even though it started changing recently, which I'm very happy about, there's more attention to management, to emotion management. But it is very easy to assume that when you are a trader, you should not have to deal with emotion. And logically, you don't prepare for it, because why would you? And unfortunately, you do deal with emotions every day. And some people are not aware of it. Some people don't want to be aware of it, but regardless which group you are, most definitely you have to be prepared for it and equipped to win the fight. Because the biggest fight that you fight in the market is against yourself, right? Against those emotions, against managing yourself. So look for a second here on this list and put in the chat, how many of the symptoms do you experience on a regular basis? Just, kind of count them down. And it doesn't matter how strong they are, but how many of these symptoms do you experience? Maybe it could be just one, could be three, could be, all of them. Or how many did you experience within your trading journey? Difficulty to focus, headaches, maybe not sleeping very well, some digestive problems, some acid reflux could be. Muscle tension, so you notice you are a little bit, in pain. Your memory problems, forgetful, high blood pressure, even weight gain, anxiety. Yes, anxiety is a big thing, and anxiety is, it brings a lot of different symptoms with it, right? Sometimes people are getting depressed. They just don't feel like doing things because they simply lose the joy being beaten up in the market every day. So there are some, those symptoms are actually byproducts of trading. These are the other results group that you get when you trade, and you really never think about it. And those results are very often related to chronic stress. Plus, knowing that 95% of traders are failing, these symptoms are the best evidence that not really many people are prepared for what market is throwing at them. Did it ever cross your mind that you're exposing yourself to constant emotional roller coaster, the exposing yourself to that this will cause you stress? And not just that it causes you stress, but that stress actually impacts your trading results. When I started trading, I really thought that trading would be a great way to make money, fun, something new to learn. And really the last thing that I was thinking about was how much stress this is going to give me. And you have to realize that stress impacts the way you think, impacts the way you feel, and therefore how you behave. And in trading, it also makes you repeat the same mistakes all over. Stress basically sabotages you, and if you are not aware of how it does it and you don't learn how to self-regulate, you might be stuck in a failing cycle for years. Those sabotaging patterns, they're not going to go away by itself. And it took me 2 years. I was stuck in that cycle for 2 years. And that's when my body finally said, stop, stop that madness. It's enough. So what happened? One afternoon on a very regular Saturday, it was spring and I was cleaning, very usual, normal day. Nothing happened. I was pretty relaxed. Suddenly, just like out of the blue, I started getting a really severe headache. And in a matter of minutes, I felt very dizzy. And I was home alone, and I was just trying. I was like, maybe I'm hungry, so I ate a banana, and this didn't really help. It started to get worse. And after 10 minutes or so, I found myself sitting on a couch and feeling like I was about to faint. At that point, I decided to call 911. There's like this internal system that tells you when something is really wrong. I've never done that before, but this time I decided to call 911. And at that point, when I called them, I was so far away that I was not even able to spell my name. And I know my name is not the easiest one to spell, but I've done it my whole life. So I was, pretty out of order. And the ambulance showed up very quickly. And after shooting some sugar, I believe, in my veins, the nurse told me that I could have died, that I was really very lucky because my sugar level dropped to a critical level. And that really scared me. And like, I'm talking like panic scared, After that incident, I did all the health tests possible, and there was nothing that was physically wrong with me. No diabetes, nothing. They really tested me inside out. And then eventually, doctor said, is there any potential stress in your life? And I was like, yeah, I don't really know. And of course, I was lying to myself, right? Because I knew very well that trading was stressing me out. So he sent me to a psychologist, and I think it was like a second session or so. We went through all the basic stuff, and she asked me the same thing, like, is there any stressor in your life? So I told her, okay, trading has been a bit of a challenge over the last 2 years. And it does stress me out. So she asked me that one question, very, very simple question that woke me up. She said simply, why don't you just stop? And I will never forget what I said. I told her that I cannot stop. And I don't know if it was the question, my answer, or what I felt at that moment that really scared me, but it was a pivotal moment in my trading journey. It was a mix of hopelessness and determination. And I did not want to give up, but I also did not want to go like this. So I left her office at that point, and I knew that I have to make a decision, that I could not simply go on like this. So there comes a point in your journey where you have to ask yourself, what is the price that I am paying? What is the price that I am willing to pay to stay in a game? How can you continue trading but assure that it will stop affecting you in a negative way? Finding out how to stop sabotaging your efforts and get out of your own way. And I knew that I had to look for those answers inside of myself, that I've done a lot of self-work and self-development, but trading, that was something else that really brought out things that I have never looked at before. And I needed to stop hoping that one day it is just going to change by itself. So what is important to understand is that our body is made to react to stress in ways that it means to, it is meant to protect us against threats from predators. And such threats are pretty much rare today, right? But as a trader, you are exposing yourself to a threat situation on a daily basis. So the risk of losing money, the possibility of being wrong, the risk of failing, not being able to trade because you lose too much, maybe even losing trust of your spouse, right? If sometimes, people take their common savings to put into the account, or maybe losing trust in yourself. And I can go on and on. Plus, the risk of the past threat happening again, like repetitive losses, that can be also perceived as a threat. And because of this, you may feel as if you are always under attack. And that is activating your natural threat response. On top of that, we humans, we also fear the unknown. When we cannot associate something with something that we already know, something that we know from the past, we are often in distress. And this is causing us discomfort. And that's why we're trying to predict what is going to happen, right? There's nothing better entertainment than seeing old traders trying to predict what is going to happen with the price. When our internal balance is compromised, we simply become uncomfortable. And the unfamiliar turns again on our survival responses. So it prepares our body to fight or flight. Now, the stock market is an environment with a lot of uncertainties, right? And you, as a trader, you have to make a decision based on probability and not knowing if the trade is going to work out or not. Every time you put money at stake. And if that's not stressful enough, things get worse if you are in a position where you need to make money to pay your bills. You can see stress as a result of thinking that you are not in control, that you are not being able to predict the outcomes that you want. So, how does that natural stress response work? So, imagine you perceive a threat, right? An example would be a possibility of losing on a trade or missing a trade, even. So, there is this tiny region in your brain. You don't have to remember, it's hypothalamus, but it sets off an alarm system in the body. And when that survival system is initiated, it just does all kinds of things in your body. It increases your heart rate, your blood pressure. It reduces the amount of blood flow into your digestive systems, and just increases your blood flow into your extremities because it prepares you to for a physical activity. It mobilizes the sugar in your bloodstream for energy. It releases a surge of hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone, and your brain becomes super aware. Your pupils dilate because you have to see greater distance, right? Your lungs get more oxygen. So your whole system is ready to fight or flight. Now, this is all to prepare you for a physical action. And when that happens, and you're sitting in front of the screen, there is no physical action, right? That this energy cannot go anywhere. And on top of that, all your regeneration and regulation activities of your body, such as rest, regenerative and digestion, for example, that those processes that are normally going on a regular basis, they are kind of being paused. Imagine you have just planned to renovate your kitchen, okay? And then suddenly you hear, if you live in Florida, you hear the hurricane is coming. So now you have to pause your kitchen renovation because you have to prepare for the hurricane. So you have to treat the emergency first, and all the rest is going on a side. Now, hurricanes don't happen very often, and you can wait with that. But if the hurricane would be there all the time, you cannot finish your kitchen. So that also what happens with your body. The body stress response is self-limiting or self-stopping, let's say, because once the perceived threat has passed, hormones returns to normal levels, the same with adrenaline, and your heart rate, your blood pressure, everything returns to typical levels, and all other systems go back to their regular activities. So it is important to mention that when that we can turn the stress response, not necessarily by the actual activity, but by the actual threat, but also just simply by thinking about it, thinking about your past or future stressful situation, you can evoke psychological or physiological responses in your body, just as if you were in a real life situation. So just one thought about the possibility of something happening stressful in the future can simply change the acidity in your stomach and make your heart pump faster or make you even hyperventilate. And if you think about it, it's a really very powerful ability that we as human beings possess, right? Unfortunately, we are not using it to our advantage. Being constantly vigilant, where you're always on the lookout for something that might happen, is causing simply chronic stress. So that is when your stress response that is meant for the emergency situations is activated all the time, as if this hurricane was here all year long. Our body is simply not designed for long-term stress. And this is where the damage happens, because the body does not get a chance to regenerate. and it constantly uses the resources to mobilize them against the threats, and we don't really have a chance to replenish them. And you know, eventually your body does not have enough energy to perform simply the vital task. And the cortisol, high cortisol level, which is the stress hormone, breaks down your immune system, and then you can get ill easily. Then you worry that you're sick, and now you're in a stress because now you think, okay, and I cannot work, I cannot trade. And so then your healing takes longer because that's simply not the priority of the body in a state of emergency. Many people also stress, under stress, they sleep less because the high level of adrenaline causes that you simply sleep, you're more stressed when you sleep. And the issue with the long-term stress is in trading is that all this mobilization in the body does not get used. You are not getting into fight or you're not fleeing. So you are basically training your heart to stay at that accelerated rate and being prepared to fight, resulting in your high blood pressure and sometimes even arrhythmia. And this arousal state, constant arousal state, makes people often anxious, you know, shaky, being emotionally reactive, basically hyper aroused. And often also, it is very hard to think clearly. Additionally, the chronic stress causes increase in cholesterol, blood sugar levels. So this causing, you know, the digestive issues I was mentioning, the vascular problems, reproductive even, like sperm production, and lower the immunity. So most people under the influence of stress response don't think clearly, but simply react instead of planning their actions. So if you find yourself in a situation in trading where you are simply very reactive and later on you're thinking, why am I doing this? You probably have been reacting out of your stress response. And that is simply because in the stress response, the blood flows away from your cognitive center of your brain. The emotional and physiological stress produces also physical stress. So you may have experienced some, you know, stiffness in your neck or maybe tightness in your shoulders. The physical stress produces a chemical stress, which then in turn gives our body an ongoing physical stress, which is pain. And now you have this cycle where you're in a constant pain, worrying about it, and that causes again psychological stress, and then you are ending up in a vicious cycle. So since you are often operating in emergency mode where the vital repairs and the healing resources are minimized, your pain just simply becomes chronic. So if you're not getting the results you want and failing in trading, this might be because of stress. Simply because, you know, the problem is that stress is keeping you, because of all these things I mentioned, is keeping you from getting the results you want. And the reason for it is because you put that survival system, the survival response on over and over again. So you see, getting out of that failing cycle in trading is really about getting out of your automatic stress response. And unfortunately, this is not going to happen by itself. The time is not going to heal the wounds, right? So to say. So I bet that at this point, you're like, oh my God, this sounds all so dark and somber. Like, am I ever going to make it? So how do you make that work? Well, you cannot improve your trading results if you are under constant stress. You cannot perform well if you are in a survival state, because your automatic responses will simply take over. And as much as I would love to tell you that you will make millions tomorrow and that your struggle will be solved with the magic strategy, it would be a lie. And I have seen so many traders hoping for their struggle to be over one day, but I have not seen one that managed to get out of the failing cycle without changing their responses to triggers and learning how to manage stress response that is caused by the trading environment, by the dynamics of that you are operating in. So the question is, as you are being exposed to continuous threat, can you actually trade without activating your natural stress response, without activating your body emergency system? So can you change your pre-programmed and automatic behavior to improve your trading results? And the good news, the answer is yes. And the most effective way to do that is by developing emotional intelligence. Because you see, if we lack emotional intelligence, whenever stress arises, the human brain switches to autopilot and has an inherent tendency to do more of the same, only harder, which more often than not is precisely the wrong approach in today's world. And this is a quote from Robert K. Cooper, not from me. So let's take it from him and from other neuroscientists. So, what is emotional intelligence? It is the ability to recognize, to understand, and manage your emotions and also those from others, empathy. And there are five elements of emotional intelligence: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. But today, I'm going to talk only about the first one. Sorry, the first one. The emotional intelligence is incredibly important because it is not only helping you manage stress, but it is also key to developing resilience, which is the ability to recover quickly from setbacks and maintaining your focus on long-term goals. How often traders are being pulled into, ruminating thoughts and all the negative spiral just simply because of one loss. So resilience, very important part that emotional intelligence help you to develop. So in context of today's presentation, I will talk about the self-awareness and how to develop it to prevent chronic stress in trading. A lot of stress and activation of your survival response comes from anticipation of what might happen. Fun fact, the dogs are always so happy and they are usually not stressed because they do not have that ability. They do not have the anticipatory ability to think of what might happen. They simply react. They have the fight or flight response. When something already happens, they react, but they do not anticipate, just like us. Basically, from your thinking activity, that's where the activation of your survival response comes. Because whether it's about potential loss or being wrong or something else that you rather avoid. And one of the very effective ways in developing awareness is journaling throughout the trading day. And not just details about your trade entries and exits, but write down your thoughts and what emotions those thoughts are triggering. This kind of journaling provides you really with a lot of valuable insights into how your emotions are affecting your trading. So if you identify your thoughts that trigger negative emotions, it will help you to recognize them the next time when they appear. And then you can change them and stop them from activating that stress response. So for example, you could, let's say you just got stopped out of the trade, okay? And you think, oh, I know it's going to work. And you feel angry and you just got stopped out and you are so convinced that this plan is gonna work. You're frustrated and you feel the urge to get back in. So considering what you just said to yourself, I know it's going to work, it's pretty logical that your emotional response and possibility jumping back in seems pretty logical, right? That seems pretty rational. Like if you say it to yourself, yeah, why wouldn't you take the trade again? Over time, you will discover that most of your trading behaviors, your impulsive decisions are caused by what you are telling yourself and what emotions those thoughts are causing you. A big part of awareness is also the ability to recognize your emotions. And here I'm talking about building awareness of the sensations that you experience in your body. So by developing your basically your sense awareness, so not thinking what you feel, but simply taking notice of the sensation that you experience, not the verbal interpretation of it. So what you physically feel, smell, hear, taste. And that would be, if I give you an example, for example, I feel pressure on my chest versus I feel stressed because that's interpretation. Or I hear my heart beating fast instead of I think I'm getting a heart attack. completely different emotion that those things will, that different train of thoughts and different emotions and different actions that they will cause you. Learn to bring awareness to your body. Just give yourself, a minute, or even when you are taking a walk, just simply stay with your attention on the actual experience of your senses, because this will keep you in the present moment. And that is so important, that when you trade, you are not going with your thoughts into the past losses, or into the future, all those, dark scenarios, and catastrophizing about how your future is going to look like if you take this loss, because that will basically activate your stress response, because they will be predicting a future potential threat. Also, meditation is a great way to develop self-awareness and also to calm your nervous system. Not during trading, though. When we meditate, we are concentrating, right? We practice noticing when our mind has wandered. So you become familiar with the feeling of fixing your attention on an object and keeping it there. And the goal of meditation is to train your mind by working with your attention. Where you put your attention on, that's where your energy flow. When you constantly focus on your losses, you will have more losses. It helps you learn also to stay in the role of an observer in relation to your thoughts and your emotions. So it gives you a little bit more objective view towards what you see in front of you. You can see emotions and thoughts as something that's like sort of passing by your system, passing by your head for thoughts, and passing by through your body for emotions. So it's temporary, right? We have about 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts per day. I think it comes about 48 per minute. So first of all, you will not notice all of them. They're passing really fast. But what is important to understand is that you don't have to believe them all. You don't have to do anything with them, with all of them. And you can actually direct your focus on what you want to think, and not necessarily on everything that's passing by. And the same with emotion. Emotion is coming, and then you feel it, you sense it. But if you are seeing it as something that is just passing by, like the energy, don't hold on to it. The moment you hold on to it, now it's stuck. Now it cannot pass because you are keeping it. Being in that role of observer, it just makes it easier not to get swayed by those energies, by your thoughts or by your emotions. Just like, this candlelight, you're the stable flame, and the energies, those emotions and thoughts, they're just passing by. They might take you a little bit out of your balance, but you center yourself. And you know, okay, I am not my thought. I am not this emotion. It just gives you control to decide whether you want to engage with the emotion or let it pass. And on a daily basis, we do not engage with all the emotions. You do that. And you can also do that in trading, because eventually the whole purpose of it is, and the end result that you want to achieve, is you want to develop this unconditional internal balance, that feeling of being balanced regardless of the external circumstances, and choosing your responses instead of being reactive. Make sense? So the way that I started developing my awareness of emotion in trading years ago was by using this kind of graph that I made for myself. Today I call it the daily check-in, and it's basically based on three different zones, three different emotional states. And I marked on the graph where I was, in which zone. So the green zone was the neutral zone, where I felt confident, in control, and I felt, okay, I am able to follow my plan. Now, sometimes after a few good trades, I started feeling more invincible, and I started noticing that my thoughts were actually talking me into trades and like bigger position, and like, oh, everything is going so great. This next trade is definitely gonna work out. And I started noticing my dialogue changing, and I started feeling like this, superhero almost. And I felt like, oh my God, my struggle is over. Those thoughts, they were like this, sort of alert. a sort of signal I have to get back. So this alert, so I would like mark up and then draw this graph, like where was I? And if I was in the red zone or in the invincible zone, that was the alert zone. And I had to use different strategies to get back into my green zone. So I had to sort of cool down, look back at my plan so that I wouldn't overwrite my decisions. And the same thing for the other side. If I felt that I cannot make it work, I noticed that I felt confused and, depleted and full of ruminating thoughts, it just simply made me feel like a loser, And you can, and then when I was there, I knew that I have to get more grounded. I have to stop trading and get back to the green zone before I make any more decisions. So you can see, you can use this to see the curve of your emotions that you are going through while being in a trade, or you can measure it through, throughout the whole trading day. And if you would like to get a free copy of this, I made it into a PDF. You can get the copy of the daily check-in with those worksheets prepared for you, so you can, just mark it up. And also, there's a detailed descriptions of the zones and also the strategies to get back into the green zone and to regain control. And here on the search, you can either scan the QR code or let me put the link also in the chat. How do you measure emotions? So there is a question in the chat. How do you measure emotions? So can you feel when you, so you measure basically emotions by noticing your thoughts first. What kind of thoughts are you, what kind of things are you telling yourself, and how do they make you feel? Do they make you feel invincible, or do they make you feel bad about yourself? It's very, it's very simple. There is no like a measure, a machine or whatever, but you really use your own body. Also, you by developing that awareness of your senses, getting back into your body, you can feel whether you are, excited or whether you are nervous, whether your heartbeat is faster. So when you have, like a lot of times you would have in the green zone, and sorry, in the red zone where you feel super aroused, so hyper aroused, you would feel, you would talk faster, you would be a little bit more anxious, or your heart rate would be increased. It could depend on the trade size, definitely. It could, I mean, the trade size definitely is something that causes, like, if you trade the size that gives you too big risk that you cannot stomach, it will definitely give you anxiety. And that is, building that immunity to increase your size, that is one thing that's, that is something that you can work on. So I put the link in a chat to this PDF. You can get it if you like. So the moment that you begin developing your awareness and start changing this automatic programming, then you will start seeing your results improve. And I call it maturity, because this is really when you truly start taking yourself seriously, and also your well-being seriously. When you begin to act in your best interest, regardless of what the market does. I know that a lot of people want to trade the whole day and like every day, and as long as the market is open, I want to be there and trade. And a lot of times what happens is that, you had some good trades and then your whole emotional capital is depleted, and then you make wrong decisions. It's like you have to understand that your body needs regeneration, that you have to always measure where are you with your mind, where are you with your body. It's a pretty intense activity, trading and watching the market and being concentrated. And also, when you are in a trade, this exposure to risk, exposure to potential threat, those moments are pretty heavy, having pretty heavy impact on your system, on your body, and on your mental system. So it is really not just, about Oh, I need to work on my mindset because, yeah, I have to learn some affirmations that I will be a great trader. There's just so much more to it. Acting in your best interest means like it's a very holistic thing. So if you want to trade in your best interest and not take those, oversized trades, not to risk too much, and you have to take care of the whole of your whole system because that you are the one who is making those decisions. So that comes first, your head, your body, because this has to support your participation in the market. And when you begin to act in your best interest, and no matter whether everything is going to the moon, but you know what's good for you as a trader, this is when the consistency comes in, because you stop sabotaging your progress because you act in your best interest. And assuming that you have a sound trading strategy, then you can see the profits follow very quickly after. And if you would like to build your awareness and learn how to manage your emotions, how to self-regulate, and how to develop the rest of the steps of emotional intelligence, so that you can get out of that continuous, stress response and that cycle, I invite you to join my coaching program. And I prepared something special for you for today, special offer. I never do special offers, but today it's a very special day. It's an anniversary. So this exclusive, and this is self-paced group coaching program, this is the answer for traders who are struggling with sticking to their plan and losing their gains. When you enroll, this program is designed to take you from the failing cycle to consistent results in 90 days. And if you look at the reviews, you will see that members of the journey often get the results, the first results in a matter of weeks. And that includes also 6 months of life coaching and ongoing support. So you get the initial 3 months, the 90 days, plus I give you 3 additional months in case, the life gets in between, and or you simply want to have the ongoing support while you are practicing skills that you are learning. And with all the content, the unlimited access to it, lifetime access, coaching, and extra bonuses, you're getting total value of $2,750, and the regular price is $649. But today I have a special 15% offer, and this is only for the participants of this conference. So you can get it for just $552, and this promo is only valid for a few days, not until the end of the conference, but just one more day because it's March 8th, which is the International Women's Day. So until the end of Friday, you can use this promo code and get the program for this absolutely incredible price. And remember that this call is only valid if you pay in full, which is absolutely fantastic because when you pay in full, you're already saving $97 plus additional almost $100 of the 15% off. So that's almost $200 off. And you can either scan the QR code, or I'm going to put the link in a chat here where it will take you to the checkout. But if you want to learn more about the journey and see exactly what you are getting, you can go to Trading Mindset Mastery Journey. I put the link in the chat as well. And that's all I had for you today. Let me know if you have any other questions in the chat. And we have 1 minute, I believe, left, or actually maybe 5 minutes, depends how much David gave us to another presentation. So I hope you enjoyed the presentation and that it gave you value. Thank you so much. If you have any other questions, you can always reach out to me at launchyourlife@aheadcoach.com. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. And thank you again, David and Anka, for organizing this wonderful event and for inviting me. And enjoy the rest of the show, everyone. Thank you, David.